In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Indeed, the disciples of our Lord were very perplexed and very confused on that first Easter. When the risen Christ appeared to them, they didn't know what to think. They failed to recognize him. They were startled, fearful. In fact, they thought they had seen a spirit, a ghost. The recent events, of course, had caused a lot of confusion within their minds, and they weren't sure what to think at this time. They could not comprehend all that had happened, and so many things were swirling around in their minds. But then the Lord appeared to them and dispelled all of their doubts, and he spoke these words to them, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." And they disbelieved for joy. So you can tell that they were on the right track, but they weren't quite there as of yet. The Lord urged them to look at his hands and his feet, see for themselves the wounds of the nails, and to experience the risen Christ for themselves. And then the Lord asked for food to show the reality of the resurrection. He wanted them to see that he truly was not some kind of a spirit, but that the risen Christ was standing before them. So they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate that food, again, proving to them that he was truly alive. And all along, the Lord was gently reassuring these disciples who had fled when he was arrested, who had gotten out of the way for fear of their own lives. He was gently reassuring them that he was alive. He was reassuring them of the reality of the resurrection, because there were some wonderful and great things that they were going to do in the future. And then we are told by St. Luke that Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And that statement is such a beautiful statement for us today, because he was telling them that everything that had been written about him in the Old Testament scriptures, all that was part of God's plan for them and for all of mankind. And they hadn't understood it yet. They didn't comprehend what all of this was about. So Jesus had to open their minds so that they could understand the scriptures and realize that everything written about him had now come true, that the prophet spoke of Jesus' death and resurrection and what was going to take place, that this was God's plan for their salvation and for our salvation. It was the wonderful plan of which God had spoken through the prophets. And of course, you and I know that the Lord also opens our minds to understand the scriptures, because by nature, our minds are closed. Our eyes are blinded to the presence of the Lord. Our ears are closed to the sound of his word. We need to have our minds opened by faith to understand the scriptures, to know that this risen Christ is truly our Lord, and that his death on the cross was for our sin, because we sin much and deserve nothing but punishment, as Luther reminds us, and that his resurrection is the victory that we need over the power of death so that we can have the life of God now and eternally. Jesus destroyed the power of death. That's what we celebrated on Easter Sunday. Jesus rose from the grave victorious and is now our exalted Lord. This is the reason for our joy. So Jesus opened the mind of his disciples so that they could understand the scriptures. And now we hear that same word of the Lord that leads us to our victorious Christ, crucified and risen for us. And then our Lord Jesus spelled out the work of the church. He said that repentance and forgiveness of sins must be proclaimed. But he told them to wait until they would be clothed with power from on high. Our Lord recognized that from a human point of view, they, as well as we, are far too feeble to be able to proclaim this repentance and forgiveness on our own, that we need what only God can give, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, I would not be standing here, nor would you be sitting there. The power of the Spirit clothes us with God's power so that we can carry out the important work of the church, which is, repeat it again, to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins. We hear all kinds of things out there, but the Lord has made it very clear that this is the work of the church. And the readings from the book of Acts during the Easter season point out how the apostles did just that. How they boldly went forth carrying the good news of Jesus Christ so that people heard that word, were convinced by the power of the Spirit, and came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ crucified and risen. What empowers us is the Spirit. It's not ourselves, but the Lord working through us by his Spirit's power. This word from the Lord today reminds us once again that it is the Lord who dispels all doubt. It is the Lord who opens our minds to understand the scriptures. It is the Lord who clothes us with power from on high to carry out the important work of the church of proclaiming repentance and forgiveness of sins. Let us now receive the holy sacrament that the Lord prepares for us to assure us of our forgiveness and to give us the nourishment and strength that only he can give. And then remember that the Lord is the one who gives us his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.